You know what's easy? Texting is easy. Text us at 356-9145.
Full moon readings with North Conway's own psychic medium, Sarah Moore. It's all presented by the Premier Home Store, and we're continuing on with our readings. Remember to text us at 603-356-9145. We go through them rapid fire style. We've gone through quite a bit so far.
Yeah, I love this.
And we had Jane text back from with Bingo,
the reading.
And Bingo does have a blue coat and loves it very much. And
yes,
she's happy to know that that's his favorite. So it works, everybody, I got to say. It's an incredible thing to see when people text back, especially if a little proof in the pudding, right?
Yeah, we're kind of joking that I'm kind of like the weatherman. I don't know if I'm right or not, but my business has been going for 10 years, so I think there's something to it.
We've got a pretty good track record here for full moon reading, so keep them coming again. And if you are going to be stepping away from your radio and you think, I'm not going to get to it, we do record all the segments and post them up on our website, conwaymagic.com, so be able to listen to it again later today if you so wish. Shall we continue?
Let's go.
Okay, here we go. We got actually Candy texting in from Virginia. She said she used to live in New Hampshire and she enjoys listening to full moon readings. Question about her new grandson Noah, who is 8 months old, or rather unique before her daughter was rather unique before my daughter was even known to be pregnant. She had a red cardinal that would follow her from window to window, tapping on the window.
So it's interesting. As Gino's reading, my eyes are closed because that's how I sort of see things. I don't just see dead people walking down the street. My left ear pressure started changing. So that usually means masculine energy around me. And I'm curious if your father's in heaven. And if it's not your father, who was the father figure around you? It could be a father-in-law. It could just be an elder that sort of treated you like a daughter. And I get their energy is so all around Noah. And it's interesting that the last person that I read, I got the name Noah. So I'm wondering if I kind of cross lines. Because here this is, which I just got a whoosh of goosebumps. The cardinals usually mean feminine energy and grandmother. I get grandmother on your mother's side for the cardinal. And the fact that it's tapping is like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm ready. And I also get she was a little worried about your daughter's nutrition, but she was fine. I'm not worried about this child at all. He is amazing. I just heard he's so blessed. And he has so many adopted grandparents who love him. Like if you go to work and everybody raves about this kid, it's because you've shared him with them.
Excellent. Very good.
Very cool.
That one goes out to Candy from Virginia. We have Anne from North Conway texting in wondering if her dog Bear was sent from anyone. That makes sense.
I kind of get a higher power. It's so funny. They're showing me like the painting where the hand of God comes out through the clouds. I get you needed this. You needed something to validate that you were in the right place, that you were exactly where you were meant to be. And sort of the synchronicity of how this dog came to land in your lap couldn't have happened without divine intervention.
Okay.
So I'm not seeing a specific person, but your higher power did this for you.
Sent Bear along.
Yes.
Very cool. Mary from Conway texting in wondering if her girlfriend loves her.
Yeah, of course she does. You know if that woman doesn't like somebody. She's kind of like me. Like, we don't have a subtle button. So, yes, of course she does.
All right. Well, that's good news. So there's a good news.
Yeah, and it feels mutual, which is nice.
For Valentine's Day. This one is texted in from Bernadette. Bernadette from Albany texting in. She says, hi, Sarah. Wondering if my cat, Leo, is doing something okay health-wise. Is he doing okay health-wise?
Yeah, he is. He makes my right ear feel a little wonky. I don't think his hearing is as great in the right ear as in the left. It doesn't feel like it's clogged with anything. And if it is, it's just a little bit of wax build. It might be a little bit of wax buildup, but it doesn't feel like anything that really warrants a vet visit.
Excellent.
He feels great.
That one goes
up to
Bernadette and her cat, Leo.
Yep.
We're coming up on, this is from Shannon from Tamworth. She says, we're coming up on the anniversary of my father's passing. I am having strange things happen in my house recently, like lights turning on, all that type
of
stuff.
That's him.
Is that
He's
him?
So funny. When you said your dad's passing, they showed me kind of a silly snippet of like a movie where the grave lights up before the zombie pops up. And this sounds really horrible, but it's not. I just get like your dad, when you go to his grave, it now feels like a place of peace. It doesn't feel like, oh my God, dad's dead. It feels like, wow, thanks dad, you've taught me so much. He wants the credit for what you have learned through this process. My dad died in July. So I get this. And you go through all these grieving emotions and then you get to the place of, wow, there were things that I wish that didn't happen to me, but if they hadn't, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I really believe that everything happens with perfection. And as humans, we don't have to like it as it's happening. But if we can have faith that, you know, even in the worst of the times, there's something better that we're meant for. It's like the person who was trying to get the job and I said, don't sabotage this. he's knocked down. You know, sometimes when you're at the absolute bottom level, what have you got to lose? Yeah. Go for it. Like, I'm a hypnotist. People only come to me when nothing else has worked. Their expectation for me being good is really low. And I'm like, well, I can really only go up from here. So it makes me take my ego out and go, let's just go for it. Yeah. So with your father, he's messing with your lights. He's messing with your car starting. He's doing all these things just to say, let everybody know that I'm at peace, because you're the one that feels him more than anybody else.
Excellent. That one goes out to Shannon from Tamworth. Mm. Tina from Berlin texting in. She says, things haven't been the best as of late. Could you tell her anything about her years to come? She's been married for 20 years. Anything but where they stand?
You know what? I feel bored. And I feel like your partner's complacent. And I feel like you're still invested in it. Like, it's so funny. I see both of your hands running underwater, meaning like you're both using, I don't know, you're both using the same
sink.
I don't, that's a weird way to try to explain Faucet. That. Yeah, but neither, yeah, but, oh, I see why they're saying it. But neither of you have cupped your hands together. So you're both like rinsing your hand and running it underwater, but you're not thinking to catch it. So you both need to kind of figure out, what did you like doing when you were younger, and what have you not been able to do because of the kids and the jobs and everything else? If people are working 90 hours a week to get to the day they retire, there's a really good chance you're going to die before you get there. And I'm not saying you're going to die, so relax and exhale on that. What I'm saying is, you need more balance. You need a work, life, play, family. Balance. What you're putting all of your energy into the work part. So think about the old Trivial Pursuit wheels. You have all but one chip in work. That doesn't leave any room for play. You don't have the joy and the vibrancy that you need to survive this together. I do think with one switch of your move your compass needle a teeny tiny bit, and you're going to rock it.
All right, that one goes out to
Tina
from
Berlin. I want
them
to get like a porch swing or something, or do something where you just sit there and enjoy it and laugh.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, like David Sedaris absolutely cracks me up. I could see you guys reading David Sedaris to each other and just laughing hysterically.
Excellent. Okay, that one goes out to Tina from Berlin. We have Lisa from Berlin texting in, wondering about her brother, if he's at peace and if he's watching over her.
He is, absolutely. And he's looking more at other people in the family. I don't know if you had a younger brother beyond him, or if you have a son that was younger than when your brother passed. But he's there 100% and he's at peace. But he's looking at somebody younger than you right now who's a male.
Okay.
With blue eyes, sorry.
No, go by all means. Don't stop me. I'm just moving on.
Okay, keep going, I'm ready.
If you are ready for it, keep going for these people, absolutely. Shannon from Intervale texting in, wondering if things are going to become easier this year for her.
Yeah, they are, actually. Oh my gosh, you know what I'd like to be able to say to you? Yes, because you've done your due diligence. At the end of the year, like December, where you were kind of looking ahead going, God, I hated that I had to go through this, this, and this, you got on a different highway because of it. Yes. Oh my gosh. I would high five you if you were in the studio. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very good. That one goes out to Shannon from Intervale. We have Dave from Ossipee texting in, wondering about his brother who passed away 3 years ago. Was just wondering about him. Any vibes, any messages?
His head is hanging a little low. Like, God, I'm sorry that happened. My mouth tastes yucky, which usually happens if somebody has a chemical. I don't think he has a chemical in him, but if they're septic. Like his health didn't feel good to me, or something was wrong. My mouth tastes yucky. So there was something going on. And he just feels sort of ashamed. Like, I thought that I could do it and I can't. And I'm sorry if I let you down. He adores you and he looks up to you. Have a little conversation with him spirit to spirit. You can talk to him in your head or out loud, like he's sitting there, and just be open to any thoughts or feelings, or if your physical body gets goosebumps on a part of it, or if your hearing gets wonky, or you're going to know he's around. And I'm looking at a yellow bird out the window. Well, I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at it in my head. Pay attention to the little yellow birds, or bigger yellow birds. He's going to give you those as a sign that he's at peace.
Wonderful. That one goes out to Dave from Ossipee. We got one more here before another break. Jane from Center Conway, wondering if there's any messages from her dad or grandfather.
Your grandfather, absolutely. Ooh, one of them makes my back hurt on my... is that your back that hurts on the left side? If your back is hurting you, you're out of balance. Like, masculine and feminine divine, masculine approaches, I want that. I'll work 40 hours, make this much money, and I will get it. Feminine divine is like, oh my God, they paid me for this, and I'm doing exactly what I love, and I have faith that it's going to work out. You're running in the masculine right now. And it has nothing to do with gender or sexuality. It's just the way in which we view the world. You need to get back to the feminine divine and have some faith that there's better things to come. And both of them are clapping right now. Like, yes, yes. I feel like I'm at the Oscars. So they're clapping for you, not me.
Excellent. That one goes out to Jane from Center Conway. Keep those texts coming. 603-356-9145. And Sarah was telling us during the break there that she does have a gallery coming up in a couple months. We'll be talking about that shortly.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.